This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. J.D. Arteaga, the head coach of the Canes, year two, joins us this morning. J.D., how you doing, man?
Good morning, Joe. How are we doing?
Listen, man, there's nothing like the opener, right? Get a chance. You got lots of new guys. You got to be excited to see who's going to show up and try to get this. You've got a lot of brand new players on this team, JD, between freshmen and the transfer portal. Do you have a good feel going into this season on who will play well, or is it way too early?
I would feel good about it, man. Like you said, we've got 29 new players. We've got 15 transfers and 14 freshmen. You're going to see a lot of transfer guys tonight, especially offensively and on the mound. And we're excited about it. We feel we have a really good group.
Hey, JD, so I was looking at the transfer portal. I'm always curious because that's all we talk about is NIL and transfer portal now when you talk about college sports. You got guys from Liberty, Oregon State. You got them from everywhere. I'm always curious. So you're looking to improve your team. You go out and you look and you realize you need these guys. How do you go about finding guys from program to program? Are you just looking at numbers? How do you figure out if a guy's a good fit for you or not?
You know, one of our biggest improvements has been our analytics staff, and we track every player in Division I and Division II in the country, really. So, and we're tracking them all year long. We've got, you know, weekly updates and rankings, and when they do pop into the portal, we know exactly who they are and where they would fit in our program. And it's all then at that point, it's all about doing some, you know, makeup and character background checks and making sure we're getting the right guy and not just, you know, the best player on the field. And that was kind of our goal this year, to making sure we got the right guys, right attitudes, the right makeup. And so far, you know, today's the first test, and I'm not saying it's the first game, but it's the first lineup that's going to go up, and it's going to be the first day that you got only nine guys playing, you know,
right,
hitting and one guy on the mound. So, as you know, that's the first time that the team is challenged the clubhouse. So, but we feel it's a good group. It's a good group that's going to handle well whatever their role might be.
Yeah, JD, I always wonder, too, as you get set and you're talking to all these guys, you know they all want to play, whether they're right out of high school or they've been in a college program. They're here to play in this big-time program that you have. What's the message, everybody? Keep playing and nothing's guaranteed. I mean, if you don't perform, we'll make changes. Everybody's going to get a chance. What's the message?
Well, the message was clear in the beginning, right? It's with so many new players, every job was up in the air, except for probably third base and second base and a couple of pitching spots, or maybe one pitching spot. It's all new faces, so it was a fair fight, I guess you can call it. Everybody,
yeah,
you know, coming out and trying to win their position. So, you know, and I think it's again, as the fall went and the spring went, it was pretty clear and evident who those stars were going to be. The biggest challenge is always on the mound. You know, in high school, freshmen come in there's no such thing as a bullpen or relief pitching in high school. The starter, you know, starts and finishes the game, and you might have two starters on the team, and that's it. If you're in the bullpen in high school, you don't have a role.
Right.
With so many older guys, they've been in college. They understand the importance of the bullpen and the role that it plays in winning and losing every game. So that's the biggest challenge. And we got so many guys. We've got obviously only four starting pitchers, but we probably had 10 guys that could have fit that role or were starting pitchers from where they came from. But again, being a veteran staff, I think they understand what their role is and the importance of it.
JD, you got Nick Robert gonna start it off. He was a closer, now a starter. Talk about that decision, and do you have guys that when they get to the college level, even if they've been starters, will they go, hey, I got no problem being a closer. Those guys make good money. I want to show I can do it. I mean, there's obviously at the next level, it's super important.
Yeah, you know, Nick last year, you know, I feel he was out of position. He is more of a starting pitcher. He's not a swing and miss guy. He's a guy that's going to put the ball in play. He's going to be efficient when he's pitching. And, you know, that's not really what you're looking for in a closer. You want to swing and miss guy and get out of jams, you know. But out of necessity, he was the best option we had last year. So he's back to where he belongs, I guess. And he's improved so much, especially with his secondary stuff. You know, you don't have a chance in the eighth, ninth inning to work on a breaking ball and try to develop that in the game where, you know, after another fall and spring and going out there working on the secondary stuff, he's gotten so much better, gotten stronger, his velocity's up. But he's much more suited to be a starter than a reliever for us. So he's ready to go tonight.
All right. So JD, I got to ask you, you mentioned that third baseman, Daniel Cuvée. What a year, man. Holy smokes, ranked as a top third baseman. Just been unbelievable. 24 home runs a year ago, 75 RBI. I always wonder when a guy does that, do people figure him out, or have you seen him and feel like he's even better getting set for year two?
Well, you know, I think the sophomore slump is a real thing. But there's two reasons for it. It's complacency and thinking it's going to happen again just because it's happened once. And that's not Daniel where he's at. He's such a hard worker. He's such a student of the game. And I was looking to get better. Then the other reason for that would be trying to do too much. And that's always a concern for me with Daniel is trying to do too much. Or, you know, if he goes out and just plays his game, he's going to be fine. But he's got a good head on his shoulders. He understands what he can and can't do. And we feel, again, that was our other goal this summer, is making sure we acquired some bats to protect them. We had some teams walking them with nobody on base last year, you know, and we can't let that happen. So he's getting the Barry Bonds treatment there for a little bit at Virginia Tech. But, you know, we feel like we've picked up a few bats that we can put around them that they're going to have to pitch to him or pitch to somebody else. So we feel good about that as well.
JD, I always like to ask about, we got some great baseball. I know we talk about the football a lot and how talented the high schools are, but we got some really great baseball programs down here as well. And I know how important it is, but at the same time, I've always loved the talks through the years of being on the radio about trying to figure out and going after, and a guy commits to you, and now you're going, great, he committed, he wants to come next year, but I also know if he plays too well, he's going to get drafted too high, and I'll never see him. What is that like as you go through that whole process, knowing that guys commit, and then all of a sudden he goes, hey, listen, they offered me a bunch of money, I've decided I'm turning pro?
That's something you got to deal with. We've been doing this a long time, and it's you're right. You're absolutely right. You don't want him to blow up too soon. And you usually have a pretty good idea who's coming, who's going. I mean, we've had a handful of times where, you know, a kid comes into his senior year and he's throwing 88 to 90 and you feel like he's going to be okay in the future. And then all of a sudden he's throwing 94, 96. And then you're like, all right, he's gone, you know, on to the next one. Who's who are you going to you know, cover for him? But it's, you know, it is what it is. That's something that you go out and you try to recruit the best guys and hope you let, you know, a few of them show up, the right ones show up to campus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
JD, I got to ask about your freshman class, too. I am finding out in college sports, freshmen are not very patient human beings. They want to come in. They want to play. They don't care. They got mom and dad and friends in their ears and everybody else. How do you deal with that, with another class coming in?
Trying to figure that one out, Joe. You know, we have a very good class. This class, if it stays together, it's going to be a very good class the next year and a couple years down the road. But, you know, Michael Torres in center field could be good as the best defensive center fielder we've had in a very, very long
wow.
time. It's special defensively. The bat's coming around, getting better. We've got a couple of arms. A.J. Siskar is going to see time out of the bullpen late in the game. Michael Fernandez from Tampa is another left-hander that's going to see a lot of time late in the game. You know, Lachi is another. It goes on and on.
Yeah.
You know, again, you said it perfectly. They're not very patient. You know, if they are, this can be a very special class. Something we could really build around in the future here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is funny because everybody goes through it, but it just looks like these young guys, because they play so much competitive baseball, and they come from great programs, and now everybody's playing everybody in the country in these tournaments. So, you get a lot of guys, I'm guessing, are pretty much ready to go by the time they get to you. You've seen that they played against some pretty competitive baseball, huh?
They are. They're talented. They're experienced, but it's hard to compete when or compare a 19-year-old with a 23-year-old that's
right.
been through it. You know, and in college, I think I call it identity crisis. And kids come out of high school and, you know, I hit third on my team and just about everyone on our roster
yeah,
hit
right.
third for their team
right.
or was their Friday night starter for the high school, right?
Yeah.
But they got to understand when they come in,
yeah.
now you're a little second baseman hitting in the eighth spot. You got to, bunt guys over and move guys around and you're not swinging for the fences. And when that identity is set and they understand who they are, they become better players, you know? But I think so, the freshman that I'm talking about this year, like even Fabio Peralta, whether he's in the starting lineup or not, he's going to play a role. He will be in the game late in games. He's another – he can easily play center field for us as well. So he'll be in the game defensively. So they're going to play a role, and it's a matter of getting them in there when you can. And a lot of them are going to help us win some games in their own way. They might not be in the lineup right away hitting third, but they're going to help us win games, whether stealing a base or defensively or getting a big out at some point late in the game on the mound. So it's just a matter of continuing to develop and understand who they are and find a place in our program.
Well, it starts tonight, man. Find out. The dress rehearsal starts tonight against Niagara. First of three games this weekend for Canes fans. Want to go out there, enjoy yourself, grab a couple of cold ones and a milkshake and the whole deal out there. JD, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on. Good luck with everything.
Great, Joe. Thanks so much, man.
All right, JD Arteaga joining us this morning. Head coach of the Miami Hurricanes. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Alex Donnell, host of Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC, is going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We do have a bunch of news with the Canes football team we want to get to here today. We have some Dolphin stuff we want to get to a little bit later on. Looks like another race is getting ready to happen here. Tyreek's listen, I'd much rather see Tyreek news being he wants to race the fastest man in the world compared to the other Tyreek stuff, right, that we've been dealing with. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here on a Friday, especially on a Friday because I know if you're looking around for a new car, truck, or SUV, a lot of people wait. Hey, tomorrow morning we're going to get up early. We're going to start hitting some dealerships. We'll put South Florida Chevy dealers on that list. We've got 14 convenient dealerships throughout South Florida. And then you can go out and see the SUV, some of the SUV family, like the all-new Equinox. Boy, is it nice, man. They've just added some dynamic, eye-catching exterior. And you got a SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability, all this stuff you're really going to enjoy. I got to tell you, one of my favorites, and I didn't get it because I just had to get a new Tahoe, and I decided to go. I almost decided I was going to go downsize a little bit, and not a lot, but the 2025 Traverse has so much space, I was blown away. And then I got, I just like the big, comfortable Tahoes, but that Traverse, oh my gosh, for a midsize SUV, couldn't believe all the room for your family and the cargo. If you need that space, that 2025 Traverse got everything, and what a look with a turbocharged 2.5 liter engine. It's got everything you need. Right over to Silverado Trucks. I always call it my cleanup hitter. Strong, durable, four different engines to fit your needs, really, according to how strong you need your truck to be. If you're towing, whether it's for pleasure or work, or just need a truck to work with you 5, 6, 7 days a week, that's how you make a living. Silverado Trucks are ready to go. You got to check them out, man. We got the perfect Silverado truck for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now, not to mention a couple of test drives for you this weekend.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.